Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Just a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Time for the morning show here at 97.5 FM WFHR. Got your host James behind the mic, joined by our head of news, our co-host Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday. Let's kick it off the way we like to with our friend Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. I hope you had a beautiful weekend. Did you enjoy that weather?
Oh, it was gorgeous. Well done.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. Big thank you to you and Mother Nature for setting that up. Well done. Good timing.
I know she warmed things up just perfectly. I mean, I wouldn't have asked for anything better. It was so comfortable not to have the humidity and then no wildfire smoke. Just nice conditions. Sure, there were a few showers sprinkled in there on occasion, but hey, it was a gorgeous weekend.
It was
and now
perfect.
Things are changing.
that noise you made was fantastic. That perfectly sums it up. You don't even have to give the forecast. That was it right there. That was
that's it. Yep. Oh, the darn cold front sitting in the batter's box right now, and it's threatening some record cold high temperatures tomorrow, Thursday, maybe on Friday still, until we start to warm things up for the weekend back to the low to mid-60s on Saturday and Sunday. But we are falling, my friends. Tomorrow's highs will be in the mid-60s, dropping throughout the day. We'll probably hit the upper 50s on Thursday and stay stuck to those upper 50s for Friday. This means very cold overnights, where tomorrow night we could see temperatures creating frost in central Wisconsin, dipping to those mid-30s. And I'm going to tell you right now, far up north, by Lake Superior, like Vilas County, Iron County, they could see their first snowflakes of the season Wednesday night into Thursday morning. But we do warm things up next week. This is not here to stay. There is still some summery weather. So I have to give you positives with the negative.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and warn us. I mean, you got a lot of people that are starting to put away summer clothes. And not just yet. Not just yet.
Don't do it yet. It's not actual snow. It's just Mother Nature's dandruff. Mm-hmm. She's got to get it out before, you know. And then we have more summer. It's fine.
She's going to feel a lot better after that. Yeah. Everything deserves that. Yes. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks so much for that. Before I let you go, real quick, Brittany, do you collect anything?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because I don't know if you'll be able to compete with the Croc King that we will be talking about a little bit later, Melissa and I. We've got a Connecticut man who's collected. He is known as the Croc King, and I've really got to be careful as I say that. I've really get into that a little bit later.
So does he have just a million Crocs, or he's got the little jewels and gems or whatever they put
on
the
It looks like he's got a million Crocs. He's got, or about that many. We'll find out exactly how many pairs he has a little bit later. But
I am a huge, huge rock collector. I love picking up rocks from different beaches, different parts of the country and the world. I have shipped them from Alaska to my house.
Wow.
And every time I move, the movers have to move these rocks, and it's heavy, and they always give me the look, but
yeah.
It's a good thing you're paying them.
You couldn't collect stuffed animals, lady. You couldn't.
Nope, rocks and books, only heavy things.
Yes. That's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that, Brittany, and thanks for joining us. You have a good morning.
You too, thanks.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there, Brittany Merlot, putting up with me and getting us up to date on Mother Nature. We appreciate her. Good things on the way for you, everybody. To the audience we appreciate the most, we're going to take good care of you. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the way. We're also going to get into, is this current week we're in a possible test for some companies about the 4-day work week? We will get into that. We also have with us another good one about 10 things Americans wish they counted as business casual. We will get into that. We've of course got our first day of show of the week, show of the month, I should say. So we got Tom Heiser joining us with our monthly veterans update. That is how we will kick off the 10 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. Melissa and I will touch on some entertainment news afterwards. And we've got I have to pull an audible, Melissa. I came across a story this morning, a bizarre 50-year-old recipe, pancake soup.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds intriguing.
We will discuss. We will get into all of that. As Brittany was asking us and everything, you know, how the weekend went, it went very well. Now, you and I work together quite a bit and have for a while, so we don't run into each other too much outside of work. But I do want to thank Melissa because she measured me this weekend. I forgot. It has been so long. Like, being theater people, we get measured from time to time, and we're pretty used to that. But also in theater, it's a lot of, hey, try this on. It fits good enough. Next person. Yeah. You know, it's not a lot of that.
Especially when you're dealing with like vintage clothes and things. Sizes are not the same now as they were in the, you know, 1950s.
I forgot not only what it's like to be measured, but how skinny I am. and there was a point where I was like, I mean, you can probably just guess. You're probably right. But I did want to thank
Stand
you.
Up straight. Stop moving. Are you actually standing straight, James? Because
it's hard to tell sometimes. It really is. But I did want to thank you for that. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
That was going to help me look good for my daughter's wedding at in the beginning of next month. I'm looking forward to. And that got me thinking about, you know, Izzy, my youngest, her first day of school and some of that. And of course, we got a lot of kids out there going to their first day of school. A lot of parents taking those pictures. Mm-hmm. As a note to all you parents out there, I'm going to do something that I don't know if anybody else does. I like the kid pictures, the first day of school pictures. I like them.
They're awesome.
Well, some people complain that, you know, nobody wants to see that or any of that stuff, or, you know, who's this for? Do it. Share them. I love seeing it.
Yeah, just be safe about it. Don't share too much personal or identifying information.
Right.
Make sure your little ones are safe, but yeah.
And piggybacking off of that, we encourage you to be late today. If anything, slow down, take your time. If you are a little late for work, just tell your boss, your manager, whatever. I'm taking time for the kids. I'm taking time for school bus drivers. Keep an eye out for these kids. Let's get through this week without any tragedies, any difficulties. Just slow down. That's it.
Take your time.
And how often in life do you have a real, true, legitimate excuse to be slow, to be, you know, to take your time, lean into it, use it, everybody, and keep an eye out for our kids and our school bus drivers and all that. And a big thank you to all of them.
And our crossing guards, everybody who helps make their first day safe and productive.
Really hope it's a good, strong first day for everybody out there. Everybody deserves it out there.
Absolutely.
So, I did want to mention this since we were talking about it with Brittany. We have a Guinness record that we have to touch on here. We like to start our weeks off, our shows with this. A Connecticut man known as the Croc King earned a Guinness World Record when his collection of Crocs was tallied at 3,569 pairs.
Whoa. You need like a separate house for that.
I didn't realize that I've gotten a lot of pairs of shoes lately.
It just started piling up.
I didn't really realize I did that. I had to get myself a little shoe thing because I didn't realize this. I would think I would notice this.
How could you? That's, you couldn't even wear them all.
Now, I don't know if I've ever come across this, Melissa, but if I had to guess this person's first name, I feel like I would have guessed Doogie. Doogie Santigger said his fondness for the footwear began at the age of 16 due to his childhood in foster care, leaving him without knowledge of how to tie his shoes. And so this part of foster care system that people don't realize is there's a lot of things that kids don't get taught or miss along the way. He said he made a list of goals in his journal when he was a teenager, and that's how he started collecting. It was a goal of his. He wanted to have 366 pairs of Crocs. That was the original goal. And then he started to seek a Guinness World Record for his collection in 2023 when his collection surpassed 2,000 pairs.
Wow.
And the number is still growing. So if you are in, if you have the idea of trying to compete with this or beat him, you better get going here.
No kidding. And well, how old is he now? Does it say? Because
that's
been going on for a long time. Then, if he started at 16,
yeah, it doesn't say. It doesn't say how old he is. But the footwear aficionado said he hopes to eventually show off his collection by opening a Crocuseum.
That's about all you could do with that many Crocs.
I mean,
holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose. Yeah. You could start up a like a bowling type game where you have to wear Crocs. And so you could just like hand them out. I don't know. Are they all the same size?
I think, well, he probably got them that would fit him, I would hope.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, they would think they'd be the same size. So that is not going to
although
work.
Although with over 3,000 pairs, like how many? That's like, I don't know, 3, 6, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's like 10 years of shoe where you could wear a different pair of shoes every day.
That's a lot
for 10
of shoes.
Years.
That's a lot of shoes. That's
a lot of shoes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, my math is probably off because I don't mental math, but that's still a lot of shoes.
It's close enough, I'll tell you that. It's close enough. Yeah. I would like to, I was just saying that about school pictures and everything. My sister, I just got a couple of pictures of my nephews here, aww, their first day of school, and they are amazing. They're handsome boys. That's just great pictures. Thank you, Beans.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jelly. We will take a quick time out. We will come back doing some celebrating with our friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. It is Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself tomorrow. To get on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Hoping they had a great weekend. Oh, they're open today, aren't they?
I was going to say, it's Tuesday, so
it is
they should
Tuesday.
Be open.
Mm-hmm. I apologize. It is Tuesday.
That's okay.
Got
You're
my
just
days.
So used to doing that.
Yeah, got my days mixed up. But head on over there.
It's understandable.
Start off the week right with our good friends at El Cafe. Get on over there and check out some of those great specials like breakfast nachos.
They have breakfast nachos.
That's
on
awesome.
The specials.
That's a way to kick off a week.
Yeah.
That's a good way to kick off a short week. Check that out and all the other great things over at El Cafe, everybody. Buy local, support local. And of course, get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. You can email us info@WFHR.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up.
That number is 715-424-2600 or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app.
Encourage you to join us, everybody, especially because you could be like the next names we're going to announce because we've got to grab our qualifiers for the month of August.
Oh, that's
our
right.
Winners.
It's
our winners.
First, it's our winners. It's the first day of the new month, and I get to do it. Ha ha.
Yes.
That's not here.
Yep. Melissa gets to pick the winner from our big collection here. We grab qualifiers every show we had, and now we have them in a list. I'm going to jump into this gigantic hat we have in the studio, and ooh. I will grab the name that Melissa, the number of the name that Melissa says. So we in the, that those individuals will get two $20 gift certificates to our friends over at El Cafe. Okay. That goes a long way over there, everybody. Let
it
me
does.
Tell you. So we encourage you to check that out. And we appreciate our friends at El Cafe. Encourage you to get us more birthdays and anniversaries like the people on this list. All 31 of them. Melissa, I got a 31 qualifiers.
12.
Number 12 gives us, all right, that gives us our qualifier. So let's see, where is my number 12 here? There we go. Oh, there we go. All right. Ray and Carol Jacob.
Ray and Carol, congratulations.
There we go. Now it's official. Ray and Carol Jacob, they celebrated their anniversary a little late into the month. So a little late entry right there. Very cool. Ray and Carol, wish you a fantastic... I hope you guys had a great anniversary. And
absolutely.
I say celebrate again. Celebrate
again. Well,
now you
get to with free food.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations to Ray and Carol, and a big thank you to everybody who sent in their names and got them to us. We really appreciate that, everybody. Keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Awesome.
And congratulations to Ray and Carol. We'll mention that again before we wrap up the hour here. And a very, I need a 1 through 3 from you, Melissa. I can't,
one.
All right, gives us that one. So we can get right into it. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Barb Mancuso.
Happy birthday, Barb.
We wish you a fantastic day, Barb. Enjoy your day. Wishing you a good one. And we wish a very happy birthday to Alex Romansky.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Enjoy the day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifiers celebrating their 53rd anniversary, Dale and Karen Peters.
Dale and Karen, happy anniversary.
Happy 53rd, you two. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Ah, good birthday. Good anniversaries. All good ones. Great way to start off the week. Thanks so much, everybody. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and take a look at who you share your birthdays and anniversaries with. Amy Osborne is 42, Ozzy and Sharon's eldest daughter. She was the one that has kind of stayed out of the public eye and everything. Now, she's a bit of a synth pop artist. She does do some music and everything, but for the most part, she doesn't really use her Osborne name, and loved her parents, just didn't really want to be a, you know, wanted to kind of go on her own, make her own trail.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that. One of the funniest and smartest comedians in the world today, Cat Williams, is 54. I feel like I've grown up on Cat Williams comedy. He's hilarious. Very funny guy. Let's see here. Casey of Casey and JoJo of Jodeci is 56. Okay. Really, really wonderful singer. I'm a big Jodeci fan. That was like 90s hip hop. That's one of my bands. You will hear some Casey and JoJo in one of the more episode coming up. I just was writing a bunch of the unlabeleds this weekend. Nice. Got a new episode for you lined up this Sunday. Everybody be on the lookout for that. We'll talk more about it later.
Mm-hmm.
The great, the wonderful, the amazing Selma Hayek is 59.
Oh.
She is a very, very talented actress. She has shown that. She's gotten the chance to show that later in life. She happens to be around at a time where we've been able to actresses getting to a certain age are starting to actually get work and not, hey, you're 30, we're done with you, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So we're
doesn't hurt that she's gorgeous at 59.
I really didn't want to get to her looks right away because I feel like I do that every time with her, and it's she deserves better than that. I do think she is, if somebody asked me who the most beautiful woman is in acting, by far and away I would say Selma Hayek. Easily, but she's number one and number two. I cannot think of a more beautiful woman than her. When it comes to actors and entertainers, singers, you can throw them all in there. She's the top of the list. To this day, I'm not talking about like Selma Hayek at a certain age. I mean, right now she is. But I, if you don't know her as an actor, you know, the movie Frida it'll show you her acting strength, her acting chops. She is incredible. She is she's a thespian. She is good. She's also very, very pretty. Very, 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 very pretty. Very pretty.
Yes.
Keanu Reeves is 61.
Ooh.
My number three on my favorite action stars list goes Bruce Lee, Bruce Willis, Keanu Reeves. another guy, though, great actor. Obviously has gotten a lot of heat over his career for a monotone delivery and some of those things. But he is a way better actor than people give him credit for. And one of those guys that has been a part of like our generations, like almost our whole lives.
Yeah. Looking back to Speed in 1994, that's probably like one of my favorite early movies with him.
I remember running to the theater with my friend to see Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I've been a fan ever since, you know, of course. But, you know, we could talk about The Matrix. We could talk about the John Wick movies. Having a career and keeping it as long as he has and all these things. And it all pales in comparison to just even one good story of him. And there are millions of them out there of his time helping people and doing things for people, especially in his native Hawaii, where there's tons and tons and tons of urban legends. There was a reporter that went out there because he wanted to follow up on some of these good stories. He came across like 30 or 40 other ones. Like, that's just who this guy is. Good human being. Let's see here. Jimmy Connors is 73. Fantastic American tennis player. At a time when just American tennis was so strong, you know, and one of those guys that really stood out, I think.
I don't know, but I trust you.
Yeah. Mark Harmon is 74. Older people will remember him from NCIS, of course. He's made a great career doing that.
You would recognize him if you saw him.
Yeah.
I don't know his name, but man, if you see him. And he's been in, he was in the Freaky Friday movie that was a remake in 2003.
Right, right.
He's been in a lot of movies.
Summer School. That's the one I remember him from. Okay. Summer School. He was fantastic in that. He was fantastic.
Wyatt Earp in 1994.
Oh yeah, he was good in that too. He's a good actor. Good actor.
He is a good actor.
He
plays a great straight guy.
Yeah, and I'm always happy with actors like him that don't get a lot of work later in their life when they get these TV roles, that recurring gig, that recurring paycheck. That goes a mm-hmm. long way, man. That goes a long way. Happy for him. Good for him. Yep. Terry Bradshaw is 77, Football Hall of mm-hmm. Famer. Most people will know him, of course, from doing the pregame on Fox for two, three decades. He's been doing it. But I think also people remember him from his guest spots on Married with Children. guest spotted on Married with Children a bunch of times.
So is he the one that my dad would turn off the sound on the television and turn on the radio?
Might have been.
Because whoever the announcer was on the radio, he preferred over the guy on the television.
Now, Terry does pregame stuff. He doesn't really do color commentary or anything like that. So it might not have been Terry Bradshaw. But yeah, somebody like that, I'm sure. Sounds like. as far as people no longer with us, we wanted to note Krista McAuliffe. And I always jumble up her name, and I apologize every year that I do. She was born on this day in 1948. She was the school teacher who died in the Challenger explosion.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about her on this day in particular with the school year starting for so many kids out there, it's fitting and also melancholy. It's incredible what she accomplished, incredible what she did, incredible what she was willing to do going to space, mm-hmm. and what she gave to teaching. She has so many great lines and quotes about teaching, and certainly the Challenger explosion is something that affected almost every kid, every public school kid. I remember where I was when that happened in school. I remember the TV set, what it looked like, the way that the room was just silent, that our teacher had no idea what to do. It's a heck of a moment that I don't think any of us will ever forget, and it's a great opportunity for us to remember her, to honor her, especially on this day when we got so many kids starting school back up.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the ways to do that is giving some grace to each other, giving some grace parent to parent, teacher to teacher, and parent to teacher, and especially looking out for our little ones.
Yeah, for sure.
We will take a quick timeout, come back, and when we do, we got a good one here. This week could be a 4-day work week test for some companies.
We're interesting.
We're going to dive into that together, Melissa and I. But we encourage you also to head on over to El Cafe. Get on over there, everybody. They are open. Get on over there.
They are.
And enjoy some great food over at El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll be back with more show coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Got some fun stuff to get into to take you to the top of the hour in a little bit. What is business casual? What does that mean? Well, we'll get into that. 10 things Americans wish counted. We wish what wish counted as business casual. We will figure that out a little bit later and maybe even try to hammer down that definition a little bit better. We will get into all that. But right now, for a lot of people, the 3-day weekend is over. But the good news is there's a shorter 4-day work week ahead. Nice way to start off the month. Many people like to think about these short weeks as a lighter workload, but what if this week could serve as a test to show that a 4-day work week could be just as productive every week?
Mm.
In a survey, 69% of people believe that they could do their job in 32 hours per week. Only 29% did not think that was possible, while 3% weren't sure. Millennials are.
That's almost fair, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think. And that's definitely one of those times I don't have an issue with that 3% being unsure. This is new territory.
Mm-hmm.
Millennials are most likely to think that they could make it work at 75%.
75%. That's followed closely by Gen Z and Gen X, both at 70%. Baby boomers are far less convinced, but still at 48%. So almost half of them think
that
they could.
That's still pretty high. Yeah.
And if it did happen, what additional day would you like off? In the survey, workers overwhelmingly preferred Friday at 55% over Monday at 24%.
Does it really matter, though?
Nope. Not to me. No, I could care less. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day you want to make it, go ahead and do it. Let's just get to this. We have talked endlessly about this topic, and we won't stop until we get there.
Yeah.
Well, this is one of those topics. I think it's one of the most consistent things that the three of us, you, Seth, and I, have talked about. But it's also something that when we first started talking about it, it seemed a little bit like science fiction. It's getting realer, more and more real.
Yeah, but Seth wants a weird day off. He wants like Wednesday or something dumb like that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we also don't know if that was, his thinking behind that, along with also knowing if it was just to irritate you. We don't know.
That's very possible.
It might have been a little column A, a little column B on that one. I think we're overwhelmingly seeing this more and more. Especially, usually we see a big divide between Gen Z and boomers and stuff. And there's not really that big of a divide on this one. We're seeing more and more people realizing this, especially when you're young and you have all this energy and you think you can do anything. It's understandable to think that you could cram this into a week or get this into a week and done. It's also, the time where you're kind of a little more hopeful, maybe a little more less cynical in some of that.
Optimistic.
Hopefully. Then as you get older and we look at the boomer age and everything, where you have a little more understanding all this, you're looking at this and you're like, for one, well, yeah, I guess I could have done this. I just always did what I was told. We all have. Mm-hmm. This is what we've all grown up with. No matter how old you are out there, you grew up with a 40-day work week, working Monday through Friday, or 5-day work week and all those things. But also realizing you're old enough to realize, oh, yeah, I can't take it with me. That overtime is not something I'm not going to be thinking about on my deathbed. That extra, thing that working all that got me, I can't take with me. So you have perspective with that. And that's where I think you're seeing a lot of those numbers for them of, hey, I'd have enjoyed my life a lot more if I'd had a 4-day work week.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think so. And is life only about work? Is that what it's about?
Well, I would like to think that's where this stems from. It would get more people into the workforce. That for one, I think that there's another positive to this. Here's the thing. What's the negative? We could talk endlessly, and we have talked endlessly about the positives. Where's the negative here, everybody? Please let me know. 715-424-2600. I would love to hear from actual, I can't imagine how many of them are listening, but CEOs and general managers and people like that. Because I feel like whatever you've got for a negative to this, we have a counter to that. And I can, even if all I did was say back after every single statement you said was, employee mental health, employee well-being, because that adds to a better bottom line for you.
Yeah, productivity.
Yeah.
The bottom line.
I don't, the only reason not to do this I'm seeing is, well, we've always done it this way. But, well, that's not a reason to do anything. We've got to get done out of that. There's got to be a better way to take care of bee stings, Melissa.
Bee stings.
Well, all right. Look, I was looking for a way to shoehorn this in. I was mowing this weekend, and I was just about done. I have a tiny little patch left, and I'm just going over it. And I'll be honest, it was a big yard. I was beat. I was tired, and I just wanted to finish this up. And all of a sudden, right around my ankles, I feel this familiar feeling.
Little tickle?
Yeah, yeah. And then I feel another, and another, and another. And before I know it, I had at least 9 stings before I even recognized what was going on. And
oh, no.
Please tell me somebody was able to enjoy the dance that I did as I was getting stung. And just throwing my arms up around the air and everything. And I get to this. I've there are a few things that I have more of a tolerance for than bee stings. I've been stung since I was a little kid. One of my earliest memories is my mom and her Coca-Cola bottle and taking a swig of it, but it was empty. And there was a bee at the bottom of it. And it stung the roof of my mouth.
Owie.
And my parents, I don't remember this part, but my parents told me they freaked out because they didn't know, hey, if he's got a bee sting, what do we do? And they don't
it's in your mouth.
Yeah. They don't have the internet. They can't Google those things or anything like that. So,
right.
But then this weekend I get stung and I'm like, well, what do I do with these? What do I do with a bee sting? I still don't know. We still don't know what we do. We have not improved this technology, people. We have not improved what to do with a bee sting. And why? Because we've kind of always just, well, it's not life or death, and you know, unless of course you're allergic, right. And so we just keep moving. You know, oh, a flat tire. Everybody deals with it. We just deal with it the way we've always dealt with it. That's not a reason to do things just because we've always done it this way.
Right. I'm pretty sure it's baking soda. Like a baking soda paste. Is what you put on it to get the stinger out.
Well, where were you yesterday? No, I'm joking.
Why didn't you call me?
I should have, actually. Now that I'm thinking about it, I should just go to you right away with those things. We can change stuff. We evolve all the time in society. We grow in society all the time. I don't mean to keep hanging my hat on recycling, but it's such a universal and perfect example of how we can do things differently.
Well, and we used to not have a 40-day work week. We used to work 6 or 7 days a week. I mean, that changed for the better, for the protection of workers. Why can't we continue that? It's okay to make change.
It's a great point. It's a really strong point. We used to let 10-year-olds in coal mines. We stopped doing that, you know? We kind of, hey, wait a minute, this is wrong. Now, you would like to think that we would have always known that was wrong, but we eventually learned. We stopped doing it. And guess what? Society didn't fall apart. Society didn't get worse. It didn't get ruined from this.
It got better for the average person.
Yeah. So where is the downside to going to a 4-day work week other than, oh, the hassle. Oh, now we got to deal with this. Now we got to deal with that. Oh, get over it. Get over it. We adapt all the time. We change all the time. I understand that not everybody likes change. I'm no different than anybody else out there. Change takes some getting used to. But that's the world we live in. That is life. And to go to a 4-day work week would only lead to the betterment of society, period. End of sentence.
Because we want the betterment of society for all, not just the select few super rich at the top, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Why should you have to be a billionaire in order to be able to have a 4-day work, or less than that kind of work week? It shouldn't take that. This is something that's, you know, I don't know. I don't see the negative of. Now, where I do see, I do think a lot more people, because these numbers are only going to go up. You're not going to see, you know, next year we do this story and less people believe in a 4-day work week. You're not going to see that. But what I do think is going to be interesting, because I genuinely believe in my heart, I don't know when, but I think we are going to get to this point. I think it is just a matter of time. As long as there is a society, we are going to get to a 4-day work week. It's just when. Is it going to be years from now or decades from now? I don't know. That I'm not sure of. But I do believe it is coming. What I do find is going to be the most interesting about this, though, is what day we take off.
Yeah. Well,
that is going to be where things get really fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's definitely going to have to be a Monday or a Friday, in my opinion.
So let's just go.
Shush, Seth. Stop it. Get out of my head.
So last week, before this gigantic trade between Green Bay and Dallas with Micah Parsons, that Wednesday we had a Playmakers, and Michael and I were talking about it, and it was just in theory, and nobody really believed the trade was going to happen. But I'm like, you know what, man? Let's just have fun with it. Let's just go ahead and play this out as if the trade is going to happen. And then sure enough, the very next day it happens. So we kind of got ahead of that without intentionally trying to. Let's go ahead and get ahead of this one and try to figure out this day. And by that, I want to ask the audience, the smartest people we know.
Cast your vote. Yes. Let us know which day.
Yeah. Let us know. You can email us, info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. And of course, maybe the easiest way to do this is through the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm. Because it's just a touch or two away. You can call us, text us, and I think there's even email through there.
Yeah. So go ahead and text us just whatever day you think would be the right day. Say we're going to a four-day work week. What day do you want? Monday, Friday, Wednesday? You want to throw Thursday in there just to be different? You want... Feels like something I would do, to be honest with everybody.
Yeah.
Just to throw off the algorithm a little bit and everything. It's kind of...
Well, for people who have to work weekends, though, I mean... You know, maybe they would want Wednesday to be the day off, or Thursday.
I there's so few subjects like this for me in life. I generally have no take on this one. I'll take whatever day. I just want to get here. I just want to get to that point and get to the place where I think, I think we're going anyway. I feel like we're just kicking the can right now. It's a matter of time that this happens. You know, eventually, even though so many of these CEOs and so many politicians out there have not done a good job of having the next guard, the next man up, the next person who's supposed to be able to take over, you know, and any of this, they are going to eventually leave these jobs, whether they die in the job or not. And I'm not trying to be, you know, callous about this or anything, but it's the fact, it's the truth. We can be honest with each other about this, right? Oh, some people ain't going to leave the job until then. Okay, fine. Eventually,
you have a lifespan.
Father Time is undefeated. When you, as you have younger CEOs, people who younger people in these roles and everything, you're going to get more and more people who are like-minded of the four-day work week. It's going to happen. I just don't know when, and I am curious about that day. We want to hear you. Cast your votes, everybody. What day? Go ahead and let us know. We'll tally
those
votes.
We'll make it happen, because people have the power.
That's right. We'll take a time out. We'll come back, and we're talking business casual when we get back on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. 10 o'clock hour is going to kick off with our monthly veterans update from Tom Heiser. Looking forward to that. We will have that lined up for you. We'll also be having some entertainment news for you in there. And we're going to get into, in the 10 o'clock hour, a little bit of telephone we're going to talk. Telephone Tuesday. It's Telephone Tuesday today, so we got to get into that. All that coming up for you, but one of the bigger debates a lot of people have is this going to work for this situation? I just talked to a friend about this over the weekend. They were going to a funeral, and they were worried that, you know, what they were wearing, was it, classy enough, basically.
Appropriate.
Yeah. And, you know, different situations in life have us looking in the mirror and wondering, okay, is this right? I started off our show talking about how nervous I am going to my daughter's wedding and wanting to look good. Because I got to look good, Melissa.
Of course you do. I mean, you're the father of the bride.
And when you're solo, when you're going by yourself to a wedding, you got to, I'm sorry, I don't know about anybody else, but to me, I got to look good. I have to.
I just prefer to blend in.
Okay. That's a good way to do it, too. Yeah, I should probably take a note of that. We'll talk more about that off air. I'll get some tips from you on that one. I've never been very good at blending
in.
That's
why I'm ordering you a camouflage suit, James. Yes. No, I'm kidding.
It might fit in with the wedding, actually. It might fit in. Google says, so we and what comes up with this and everything is usually the idea of, okay, well, with work or with, some of these situations.
Right. Appropriate dress for appropriate situations.
Business casual. This phrase that has been part of our lexicon for a while now. Google says searches for business casual are at an all-time high, and it's mainly because no one knows what it means.
Right.
Merriam-Webster defines it as, quote, a style of dressing for white-collar employees that is less formal than business attire. So pretty vague.
Right. Very vague.
If you throw, you know,
because if you asked anybody, what is a white-collar worker, a lot of people wouldn't even be able to tell you.
Yeah. 100%. Yes. So Google looked at some of the things that we wish were business casual. Whether they are depends on your own definition and maybe who your boss is.
Or what gender you are.
That too. Yeah. And that's a part of this that I would like to get into as we're going through these. So here are some of the types of attire we've been asking about this year, along with the cities that Googling on the most.
Okay.
Quote, are sweatpants business casual?
No. Very easily.
Yes. No. No, 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 no. People in LA are Googling that the most. Nope. Nope. If you are a sweat instructor, I don't know that sweatpants are still the right
you
thing.
Might be able to get away with it if you're a dance instructor or yoga or, you know, it's like some other athletic type situation, but no.
And nowadays with leggings, they seem like leggings are fine for literally any situation, but I'm a guy. I don't know anything about them.
No, it depends on what you have over them, though.
Okay, yeah,
like,
I can see that.
Because leggings, just leggings.
Yeah.
With, a crop top. Mm-hmm. No.
Right. quote, are baggy jeans business casual? Salt Lake City is looking for that one the most. No, my friends, no, they are not. All you 90s kids out there, I'm telling you, no, they are not.
Oh, come on, Doc Martens and baggy jeans, James?
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. You change that for Adidas, and that was me. and I had to look. It took me a long time to realize. But then when I finally started wearing jeans that like fit me better and everything, then the baggy thing came back, and I'm like, nah,
because that's always how it happens.
Yeah, you go ahead and keep doing that, everybody. That's not enough. Quote, are cowboy boots business casual? People in Charleston, South Carolina, looking that one up.
I guess it depends on what you're wearing them with, because typically you wear jeans with or boots, cowboy boots with jeans.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would think that if you're wearing cowboy boots and they're, you know, like, because there's so many different, there's fancy boots. I don't think there's anything
with
fancy cowboy boots with a pair of trousers. No, I got no problem with that. That if that's what you choose to wear.
Yeah.
Now, if you add spurs, that's a hard no.
Nope. Can't have the spurs with it. Can't have the spurs with it. But I don't.
The jingle jangle in the office is just too obnoxious.
Yeah. I'm with you on this one. I got no issue with that one. Yeah.
Well, because there's some really fancy cowboy boots.
Right, right. And a lot of the time, that's the kind you're going to see. That's why they're wearing them.
If you're going to wear them because it's a fashion statement, mm-hmm. they're going to be fancy.
Are hoodies business casual? Denver wants to know.
No.
No, unfortunately not. As much as I wish they were.
James is very disappointed about this, but no.
That's probably the one that hit me the closest, yeah. Mm. yeah. But you're right, though. These are all context. You know, you have to know your bosses, know your environment and everything.
If you're working in construction, you're not going to be expected to wear business casual.
Right.
It doesn't matter. You can wear a hoodie.
But in this realm, it's just not going to work.
If you're working in an office setting.
And I think that's a really good outlier right there, you know. Are combat boots business casual? People in Chicago are hopeful about that.
And again, I would say if they're in good shape, because think about like Doc Martens. Those are a similar type of boot. Just structure wise and look wise.
Timberlands,
to combat boots.
Timberlands are considered very business like. There are people that wear those at different things. So I could see
boots.
And it
just depends on what kind of shape they're in.
Yes.
If they're all scuffed up and dirty and gross, then no.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if they're perfectly, in good shape, shiny, whatever, yeah.
Are flannel shirts business casual? San Francisco Googling that one.
It depends on how you style it.
Yeah.
Because I think a flannel shirt can look really nice. In fact, I can think of one person I know very well. Well, I know that I see occasionally that wears a flannel shirt that looks fabulous in it.
Oh, very cool. Are yoga pants business casual? Hartford, Connecticut, looking that one up.
Again, depends on what you style them with. Because yoga pants are essentially leggings. And if you're wearing them under a dress or a short or a longer top, sure.
Mm-hmm. I just realized as we're doing this, the only reason I should be doing anything to do with what people should wear is what not to wear. Like, just as
so you know what not to wear.
Well, as the walking, living embodiment of what you should not wear. Like, I feel like I'm the great example of that for everybody. I am the great equalizer, Melissa. This, if you're unsure of what to wear to work today, just hey, James, what are you wearing? Okay, not that. All right, cool.
Well, no, see, here's the thing. With fashion and the difference between what society says we should wear and the reality of we're each an individual human body.
Yeah.
And we are not mannequins. We don't all fit into the same cookie mold. Mm-hmm. So it what you wear should be what is comfortable for you, and then also what is appropriate for where you work.
Yeah.
Should be as simple as that, but it's not.
Do you think that this has gotten much better for women in the workforce in that regard?
Well, yeah, we can wear pants now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, know? It's funny. It's funny that,
We still can't have pockets, but at least we don't have to wear dresses all the time.
Well,
but again, I think that is definitely harder for women in general. But there's also, in some ways, we have more options than men, style-wise. Mm.
I find that interesting. I was curious. I've asked my mom about it this weekend as she was getting ready to retire. She noticed a change and stuff, and she's like, "Yeah, for the better." That's pretty much what she said. I will say that when it comes to this subject, it's something we can all be better about, and I'll improve on and keep an eye on and everything. And at the same time, don't dress like me. Don't even bother.
And also just. Don't judge people for what they're wearing.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, we want to get all weirded out because guys want to wear skirts or dresses. Guess what? If you go back into history, that was far more common. Mm. Men wore dresses all the time.
Finally on this list, are shorts business casual? Eugene, Oregon, asking about that one. I can't think of many situations where it's, shorts are probably business.
Well, okay. Think about this though, James. Mm. Think about a really nice tailored plaid shorts paired with a nice button-up dress shirt and some loafers.
Ooh, yeah. Well, and especially in warmer climates, if you're talking linen, if it's linen attire, you're set. You're going to look good. Yeah. So, I can see that.
I think they could be. It just depends on what they look like.
And Melissa, over the weekend, during the mighty measuring that Melissa was doing there, we figured out how to get women pockets, take them away from men. Women get them right away.
and I have to tell you, James, I'm taking the pants I'm trying to make fit you. I had to tear out some seams because now you have no pockets.
We'll find out more. We'll follow that story. Coming up more.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.